let me lighten the mood, as it took a little bit for us to figure it out, but it didn't take all that long, actually. This Dennis Rodman thing. And what was interesting is in the past few days since our Sunday show, when we said, hey, you know, Dennis Rodman, you got to smoke some dope, or, you know, maybe it was some heroin or probably opium over there with Kim Jong-un with the Vice crew. And, you know, the outrage, the anger of the political media elite was surprising. And then, of course, I figured out what it was all about, because we actually missed it first time around. How dumb are we? So just to give an example, here is Mika Brzezinski, who of all people, being Brezhnev's Brzezinski's daughter, should be very interested in the grand chess game, which is his book, of North Korea and the moves that Kim Jong-un is making. You know, instead, she belittles not only Dennis Rodman as a moron, but also anyone who even wants to talk about him going to North Korea and breaking bread with Kim Jong-un, including people on her own show.
I'm a little angry about that, but I'm
glad to
see
that. What do you know, please? I think, listen.
My author friend is back.
We need to share. We need to share.
No sharing.
Share with the table.
I don't share.
What are you angry about?
It's a loaded question. Are you serious right now?
What particularly are you angry about when it comes to George Stephanopoulos having Dennis Rodman on this week?
I think that you just said it right there. That coupling probably is not what you expect to see on a Sunday show, nor do you need to see. Nor do you need to give attention to someone who...
No, because we need it to be elitist important.
Clearly brings nothing to the table.
Clearly brings nothing to the table, but Carmen Electra's smell.
It's not just George Stephanopoulos. They're all, the news stories are all treating this as though Dennis Rodman is like an actual
person.
Hey,
idiots, you're treating it like a story now. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Hey, you idiots.
He's making fun of everything.
It's 4 minutes past the hour. We should have been into some hard-hitting, heavy news.
He's being called the highest-ranking American official.
He's not an official.
He got rebounds for
Michael Jordan.
No. Okay, So why is the media laughing at Dennis Rodman? John, do you know the answer?
Because they can't get access? I have no idea.
No, because this whole thing was completely, entirely, perfectly timed. He was on the Sunday shows. What came on Sunday night?
What?
Celebrity Apprentice.
Wait a minute.
With Dennis Rodman.
Is this a stretch?
No, it was Celebrity Apprentice with Dennis Rodman.
Oh, was he on the show?
Yes.
Oh, if I had known that, I would have put two and two together. Yeah, but Trump is the best at this.
Well, unfortunately, not so good. The ratings sucked. I think he made a mistake. The ratings, he put all his money into Dennis Rodman going to, because, you know, I think this is how it works. So Trump, of course, can call
up. On this one.
Yeah, he screwed up. Trump, of course, can call Kim Jong-un and say, hey, dude, like, listen, I got my show starting. I need you to, you know, let's do something cool. I got my guy here.
The first question would be, do you want to be on it?
Well, of course. Duh.
You want to be on the show? No, I don't.
You want to be on the show. Hey, Kim Jong. Do you want to be on the show? No. Okay. All right. Well, listen. I got Brett Michaels. I got, who else do we have?
Doesn't this happen, by the way, every single year on our show we find some Trump connection to some bullcrap news story?
Yeah, but he didn't do well.
That's great.
Only 5.1 million viewers.
Ooh, that's not good.
So here's the...
It must be on NBC.
It's NBC, yeah.
NBC is in the toilet.
Yeah, so they have Trace Adkins. No, Kim Jong don't want him. They got Brett Michaels, like, ugh, no, he's, it's, you know, annoying.
What's that guy?
LaToya Jackson, well, he's already had her. And then there's Dennis Rodman, and Dennis Rodman's interesting. You know, he's interesting. He's an interesting guy. I'd love to hang out with Dennis Rodman. What?
But I said between his mumbling. So, you know, NBC has gotten some of the worst ratings. They're the number five or something network now.
Yeah, they're bad. They're really.
I want to just make a point about this. When they started in the decline when General Electric bought them, and even though they were doing much better before GE came along, GE is the ones who implemented stacked ranking.
Stacked ranking.
Yeah, stacked ranking or forced ranking is a technique used by a lot of companies. It was developed by Jack Welch at GE, and he forced it on
everybody. Right. No, on his employees.
Yeah.
And this it made them angry. They all got screwed.
Yeah, because you take four people in a group, and then they rank each other, and then the fourth guy, the guy gets the lowest ranking amongst peers. In other words, the supervisors rank you. You rank the supervisors, and there's always a ranking that's going on. The lower 25% get fired unceremoniously.
Really? Wow.
You got to look into this. It's really nasty.
Wow.
And which is fine. Like apparently with a startup or some company that needs to be has to have a shakeout, you'll do this for a couple of years and then you stop. Wisely, you would stop doing it. You don't keep doing it, which is what GE did. And essentially, if you do it in a creative environment like a TV network, you might as well just shoot yourself. So I believe everybody was stack ranked out of NBC if they had a clue. And all that's left is just these losers who are good at politics, because the people that can stick around during a stacked ranking type of employment model, they're just really charming. You know, they can really nice. Everybody likes them. They're useless.
So
that's NBC right now.
So Mark Benz. Mark Benz was my dad's neighbor when he was growing up. Marky Benz, we used to call him. I mean, he used to call him because, of course, now Mark is in his his 70s. And Marky Benz, from time to time, if I'm visiting Uncle Don, he'll still come over and visit. And he was an inventor at GE. He had something to do with, I think it was something with methane he had several patents where he invented several things. And he got screwed out of everything, he says, directly by Jack Welch. They took all the money, all the credit, all the patents, all the rights, and he got screwed on everything. You know, he says, like, Jack Welch is the biggest a-hole in the world. I should talk to Marky Benz.
Yeah, you should. I should talk to him. I think, I just off the top of my head, I agree with that thesis.
Yeah.
I never thought much of Jack Welch. And then, when his own company, because he created the monster...
Yeah.
In his own company, when he retired, Welch expected to get, a free plane for the rest of his life and a big bonus, because he didn't have a lot of stock and he was expecting to get a big pension and a permanent free airplane that he wouldn't have to pay taxes on because it'd be a company plane.
Yeah.
And they pulled the plug from all that crap with one board meeting. He actually created the environment that would screw him.
Yeah.
Which I think was the great irony. And so Welch has to write books now for a living, and he seems like just a douche.
His wife is pretty smoking hot. His current one.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. No, hey, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Anyway, so that was very obvious, and that's why everyone's angry, not because Dennis Rodman got to go to – I mean, Eric Schmidt went to Korea. You think he didn't – I mean, he just didn't do a hash under glass – But, do you think he just stayed in his hotel room? No. But that's a real mission. And this is just promotion for Celebrity Apprentice, which also, by the way, includes Gary Busey, who Kim Jong-un would have he doesn't want that guy anywhere near his Bordeaux collection. That Busey, man, just eat everything. No. Drink it. No, we don't want that. So Dennis Rodman was the obvious guy. And that's what it was. And that's why everyone's angry. And of course, it was misplayed. Trump sent the wrong guy because Rodman is dumb. I mean, I like him and everything, but he's dumb. He doesn't know how to promote.
No, he is dumb.
Like, yeah, man. Yeah, what? Yeah, okay.
I know, he's always mumbling.